Joe Palca reporting. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Monday ordered a daily humanitarian pause in Moscow's airstrikes on Syrian rebels, a five-hour window to let civilians escape from clashes near Damascus. Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu said starting Tuesday the Russian stand-down would run from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. local time with the goal of avoiding civilian casualties. Putin's order comes 2 days after the shaky start of a 30-day ceasefire across Syria, unanimously demanded by the UN Security Council. Fighting has continued in eastern Ghouta outside Damascus, the capital, with at least 10 people killed on Monday, according to activists, as airstrikes and bombing resumed. The UN Secretary General on Monday also decried the human rights situation of Rohingya Muslims.
I have traveled several times to northern Rakhine. In my experience, the Rohingya are one of the most discriminated against populations in the world, and that was even before the crisis of the past year.
Antonio Guterres called for unfettered humanitarian access in Rakhine State. Chinese state-run media announced Sunday a proposal to remove the constitutional clause that limits a president to 2 terms in office. Gordon Holden directs the China Institute at Canada's University of Alberta.
This amendment, which will with certainty be passed by the National People's Congress early next month, means that Xi Jinping will be is almost certain to be the supreme leader of China indefinitely and well beyond 2023 when his second term will be up.
Holden said Mr. Xi has been effective in consolidating his hold on power by removing rivals and appointing loyalists. This is VOA News. On Monday, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan starts a 5-day visit to northern and west Africa.